בכבוד. With your permission. חכמים came up with halakha, semi-halakha, that from Tisha B'Av, every Shabbat, the Haftarah is from Sefer Yeshayahu, it's called Sheva de Nechemta. This means is that every Haftarah is about comforting Yerushalayim. The first one we read, it's called Shabbat Nachamu. Nachamu Nachamu Ami. I said, my nation, please, comfort. What to comfort? Comfort Yerushalayim. Dabru alev Yerushalayim v'kiru elea. Please talk to the heart of Yerushalayim. Kimalat Tzva, Kin Yatsa Avona. It says, now Baruch Hashem, Hashem said, you, my nation, please comfort Yerushalayim. The sin, this is me, the sin was forgiven. Chilakha miyad Hashem, Yerushalayim got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiflayim mikol chatotea. Twice as much. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we say, had in mind to punish Yerushalayim certain amount of punishment, but at the end she got twice. Why she got twice? If Hashem had in mind one, so why who gave it twice? What happened? Why twice? What happened? And then the Navi goes on that Kadosh Baruch Hu is comforting Yerushalayim. And for the next, this Shabbat is Shabbat number 3. Ani Asuara. 7 weeks, Chachamim decided until Rosh Hashanah, every Shabbat is called Shabbat of comforting Yerushalayim, comforting Am Yisrael. Why do you need 7 weeks? What's behind it? Chachamim made it this way. What's the difference? Why we have to read it? Usually, Chachamim, they made the Haftarah. This is the time of Yimach Shemam. The Romans didn't let us read from the Torah after the Sobet HaMikdash. Chachamim went to the Romans and pleaded with them. Romans said, no way. Chachamim said, so how come if you're just going to read something from the Tanakh? He said, no, Tanakh, no problem. Read from the Navi, no problem. That's how the Haftarah came into the picture. And people used to come, read the Haftarah, and used to call people for the Haftarah, like we call for the Torah. And then eventually, the sister died, the decree was cancelled, they kept the Haftarah. But every Shabbat, Chachamim chose the Haftarah from the Navi, something to remind us about the parasha, because we couldn't read the parasha. So therefore, by reading the Haftarah, every time the Haftarah hints something about the parasha, people would remind themselves about the parasha. Here now, 7 weeks, forget about the parasha, forget about everything else. 7 times, it's called 7 Haftarot, all to comfort. Why need 7 Haftarot? What is this number 7? That is so important. Chachamim canceled from Yisrael. The reason for reading the Haftarah is to remind us about the parasha. Parasha doesn't matter. Read the Haftarah. Chachamim tell us the following. Rosh Hashanah, this is after Shabbat, the last Shabbat of the year, the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, gives the energy to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem gave us a mitzvah to blow the shofar. Blow the shofar. And it says, what's the significance? What's really that Hashem wants? Of course, there's a lot of reasons why Hashem wants us. Still, we don't know exactly what is really behind the thing that Hashem said shofar. The shofar, how we do this mitzvah, you take the shofar, of course, you blow. The sound, the Zohar says, comes from inside you, from your lungs, from your heart. And then the bracha, you say, Lishmua kol shofar. The machloket, but the halacha is, the mitzvah is not to blow the shofar. The mitzvah is to listen to a shofar, to hear a shofar. That's the bracha, Lishmua kol shofar. We don't say litkoa, even though some chachamim say to say litkoa. Not a major thing, but still, Hashem wants you to hear shofar. Hashem wants me to hear shofar. Yes, chachamim say, yeah, me hear the shofar, you do teshuva. Chachamim say, like, the concept. Gemara says the world really stands on Naaseh Nishma. Until we said Naaseh Nishma, says the Gemara, based on Pasuk in Tehillim, earth and universe were not, if we say, stable. And by us in Naaseh Nishma, the Gemara says, Eretz Yara v'shakta, it means at the moment, if we say Eretz Yara v'shakta, earth heard it. Earth hears people. And earth said, Baruch Hashem, somebody said they can do the Torah, then the world will continue, otherwise Hashem would have destroyed the world. Of course, what it means is that Hashem created the world for the Torah for Am Yisrael, he would not have said the same Nishma, Hashem would have finished the world. So how did we say that we have the same Nishma? What was the idea? The Gemara says, who was very happy to hear us. The Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the stage of an angel. The angels, that's what the angels behave or act upon the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First is Naaseh, we'll do, and then Nishma. It's a kind of volunteer your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. So how do you get to this stage? Well, say, yeah, I said, we want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I said, Naaseh V'Nishma. I said, to reach that level in Naaseh V'Nishma, that is the reason why Hashem dragged us, if we may say, 49 days to Har Sinai. It's those 7 weeks from the time we left Egypt, from Pesach, until Shavuot are 7 weeks. This is the secret behind Sfirat HaOmer. The reason is because a person should reach that level on Shavuot by counting the Omer every day. And if you know some hints, some information about Sfirat HaOmer, that every week has a different energy to reach a certain level in the behavior of the people, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eventually, likewise, Am Yisrael reached the level of Naaseh V'Nishma, every person comes Chag HaShavuot, he should be able to reach Naaseh V'Nishma. The world stands on Naaseh V'Nishma. And that took 7 weeks. What happened? So the Gemara says, when we said Naaseh V'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Satan Yimach Shemo, you have no right to do anything to my children. Since they said Naaseh V'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called cleaned us completely and we're very pure. It's not necessary to die, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah that every person should die, ki afar atav el afar tashuv, But since the Sidna Sevi Nishma exemption. I said, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Satan, Yimach Shemo, you can take care of the Goyim. But the Jews, you leave them alone. This is how powerful was Naseh Benishma. But, of course, 40 days later, we did the golden calf. Shechachamim, we did the golden calf, and we said to Aaron, Kuma Selanu Elohim, and said, this is the one who took us out of Egypt, we cancel Naseh. That statement we said, Naseh Benishma, half was canceled immediately. Then later on, in the desert, we didn't listen. Oh, later we came to us Israel, we didn't listen. This is the we read last week, Vayayim Shamu Atishmu, it says Shamu Atishmu. It says double language, Shamu Atishmu, is to emphasize that Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, at least, keep what you said, you're going to hear, Naaseh v'nishma. Naaseh, finish, no more Naaseh. Now it's Nishma. It's a, keep at least Nishma. At least you keep it. Okay. So this was the, let me say, the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did, he blew the shofar on Har Sinai. The Torah tells us, he called shofar chazak meod. The Torah tells us, Hashem blew the shofar. The sign of the shofar, is the redemption, Geula. It's the sign of a shofar. Alu betek shofar. It's the mizmorim we say Friday night. B'chatzot b'kol shofar yilfnei melech. Hashem, it says, Yishirat Elokeinu. It says, the shofar is a symbol of redemption. Redemption. The symbol of coming out of slavery and being the slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happened on Shavuot. So because we said Naseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar, and because Naseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called exempt us from the gzera of Adam HaRishon. We say, we reach the level of angels. But eventually, HaShalom, we lost it. Come Chachamim say, look, Gemara tells us the sign how to do the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar was made that the first day of Pesach always is Tisha B'Av. Always. Pesach this year was Thursday, Tisha B'Av was Thursday. What it means is Pesach we came out of exile and Tisha B'Av we went back to exile. This is a collection. It means like this. On Pesach we came out of Egypt. But Tisha B'Av, so called, we went back to Egypt, even if it wasn't Egypt, it was Bavel, Iraq. And now, Tisha B'Av, we're back to square one. The question is, what's the next step? That's what Chachamim said, that a person has to know. When he has Tisha B'Av, he has to remember Pesach. As the calendar said, must be every year like this. He says, what? No, so what's the solution now? So Chachamim said like this. He said, Friday night, we say the Kiddush, Yom HaShishi, Baichulu HaShemayim V'Aretz. The person has to think, Yom HaShishi is the sixth day of Sivan. He says, the first Friday, mankind was created. And he did not behave. And Hashem then told him on Friday afternoon all the gezerot. He says, Yom HaShishi Baichulu HaShamayim. He says, the gezerot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon on the first Friday are going to be undo on Shavuot. Because we're going to say Naaseh V'Nishma. I said Naaseh V'Nishma, that's going to cancel all the gezerot. This is the power of Friday night. Ariel says, you should have in mind, the Seudah of Friday night is Yitzchak Avinu. And the reason is because the Gemara said Yitzchak Avinu, he is our messenger, if we may say, our lawyer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Hashem will ask Abraham and Yaakov, and they say, well, we don't know what to do, what not to do. Yitzchak said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, it's not so bad, we weren't so bad, good boys, good children. The Gemara says, Mashiach will come b'zchut Yitzchak Avinu. I said, Yom HaShishi, Friday night, the Seudah is b'zchut Yitzchak Avinu. Echolu HaShamayim Ba'aretz, says the Gemara, what you have in mind is Shavuot. Yom HaShishi, so the first Friday for the sixth day of creation. Have in mind, the sixth day of Sivan, we got the Torah. So what happened? He said, Natsev Nishma. What happened, Natsev Nishma? So the whole week he worked very hard. He said, why do you go to the job? It's a Gezerah, Chodam HaRishon, Zat HaPech HaTocha Lachem. Hashem said, you're going to work hard because it's Gezerah. Why? Because he didn't listen to Hashem. He didn't listen. Ki Shamata B'kol Ishtecha. Hashem tells Adam HaRishon, your problem is you listen to your wife, you didn't listen to me. The ear is the problem. You also did something. You also used your hand. And Chava used her hand, you used your hand. You picked up the fruit you're not supposed to pick. You did two bad things. One, you listen to your wife and not to listen to Hashem. And Hashem emphasizes, Ki Shamata B'kol Ishtecha. And one, you did something with your hand. It's called Na'aseh V'Nishma. Adam HaRishon destroyed so-called, before we said Na'aseh V'Nishma, it destroyed the energy that an angel has. The angel has a power of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Adam HaRishon was supposed to be like an angel, the Gemara says, the Navi says, B'damer says in Tehillim, by doing something, and by not listening to Hashem, listening to your wife, you're not an angel. Therefore, he shrank right away. And then Hashem gave him all the gezerot. He said, because, so-called, you're not an angel. You're supposed to be an angel. On Shavuot, we got it back. Became an angel. So here we go. We came out of Egypt on Pesach. So-called, we went back to Egypt on Tisha B'Av. Now, we after Tisha B'Av, I said, what's the job now? What do you want to do now? What do you want to do? You're in exile. You're in exile. So, of course, what you want to do is to go back, so-called, to Har Sinai, or you want to go back to the destination you came out of Egypt, Eretz Israel. Here came Chachamim and said like this. 7 weeks from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah is exactly 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuot. Likewise, after Pesach, we left. Took us 7 weeks to reach a level of Na'aseh V'Nishma, and for this you need 7 weeks. This is 7 ways that Hashem behaves on the universe. That's 7 weeks that we needed for Hashem to come back to the universe. On Har Sinai was the first time that people saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu landing on Har Sinai. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu landing, that's what we requested from Moshe, took 7 weeks. As a preparation to be able to see the Shekhinah back on universe after the Shekhinah left, took 7 weeks. After 7 weeks, we reached a level to say Na'aseh V'Nishma, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself on Har Sinai. I says from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah, exactly 7 weeks again. It's 50 days, it's really from the 10th of Av, it's 49 days, exactly like happened on Shavuot. What it means is, Gemara says, you know what Rosh Hashanah is? Rosh Hashanah is falls on the first Friday. It means Rosh Hashanah was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Yom Hadin, the Day of Judgment. Mankind was created on Rosh Hashanah. It was the sixth day of creation. Sixth day of creation, this is what we say, Yom HaShivah Yecholu HaShamayim V'Aschotvam. I said, you say Kiddush, what do you say? You have Shavuot. I said, you know, Shavuot is Rosh Hashanah. And that's actually what the Gemara says. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, Shavuot is Yom Adin. Says the Gemara, before Rosh Hashanah you read the 98 curses. Before Shavuot you read the 49 curses. Says the Gemara, before Rosh Hashanah you understand, it's Yom Adin. The Gemara says, no, Shavuot is also Yom Adin. It's Yom Adin on the fruits. And the secret behind is, because Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah is the same day. Yom HaShishi, you say on Friday. Friday, mankind was created. You have in mind Shavuot. It's also on the sixth day of Sivan. And I said, you should know, Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah is the same. What happened? on Rosh Hashanah, Adam HaRishon betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lost so-called the ability to be an angel. Shavuot, Baruch Hashem, we were able to reach our level. Nevertheless, we lost it later. Okay? Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mercy, with his wisdom, and tells us, look, Tisha B'Av means you back to Egypt, you go out of Eretz Israel, you go to exile. You have to inch back to Eretz Israel. How do you inch back? You need 7 weeks. The same way I took you out of Egypt, took you 7 weeks to say Nasev Nishma to reach that level. If you would not have done the golden calf, you would have gone to Eretz Israel immediately. Rosh Hashanah is the same concept exactly. You need 7 weeks to come to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Shavuot. Rosh Hashanah, mankind was created, and the Torah refers it to Shavuot. Here comes Hashem and says, listen, if you need 7 weeks, came Chachamim with the wisdom, and that's what they did. They said, 7 weeks, you have to read Haftarah, comfort Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim got double. You said, what double? For Na'aseh v'Nishma. You betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Na'aseh v'Nishma. How did you betray? David HaMelech, the Gemara says, we said Na'aseh v'Nishma, but not with a full heart. With the mouth we did. But it was not 100% our heart. It's not that we lied. But David HaMelech says, V'libam yichazvu lo, in the heart so-called we cheated Hashem. It's not called cheated. All of Israel together said Na'aseh v'Nishma, it wasn't planned like this. But it means if you don't have a full heart, it means you cheat Hashem. So Na'aseh v'Nishma was not fully accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, because it was not 100%, caused us to do the golden calf. Here comes Kadosh Baruch Hu with his mercy and tells us, look, I'll give you a mitzvah shofar. Like a Shavuot, remember? Kadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar, Chag HaShavuot. The shofar is a sign of redemption. That's why Hashem blew the shofar. Hashem said, you know what, I'll give you a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. You blow the shofar. I blew on Shavuot, you blow on Rosh Hashanah. You blow on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, the Satan is scared. He said, Mashiach is coming. Why Mashiach is coming? Tell you one. You reach the level of an angel on Shavuot. How did you reach it? Because 49 days of preparation, 7 weeks. And then Hashem told the Satan, you finished. Don't do anything to them. He says, Hashem cleansed us. Hashem cleaned us completely. There's no more gezerot in Am Israel. Hashem, every year, after Tisha B'Av, gives us the chance to reach the same level, to be an angel. As it takes 7 weeks, we have 7 weeks now, from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? Shavuot, exactly. The same idea. So Tisha B'Av is Pesach, and Shavuot is Rosh Hashanah. Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar. So shofar, says the Zohar, it is a sound that comes from inside you. You hold the shofar, and it says that you blow with your mouth, and blow with your mouth, Pe Malchut says, Eliyahu Navi, Patach Eliyahu. So actually you do something, it's called Na'aseh, but the mitzvah is V'nishma, listen. We did not follow the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the first Haftarah, Nachamu, Nachamu, Hashem punished you twice. But twice, what did I do? You cancel Na'aseh, you cancel Nishma. You got twice. Comfort now Yerushalayim, it means now, from now on, from this Shabbat until Rosh Hashanah, every Shabbat is compared to every week between Pesach and Shavuot. And what happened on Shavuot? The redemption. Hashem did the shofar. That's why Hashem gave us itself shofar on Rosh Hashanah to reach the level that we reached once. And that's what the Gemara says. Look, Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Nusaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to say some sentences. Some of shofar, it's called shofarot. Some it's called zichronot. that Hashem should remember me. Hashem remembers you. To remember somebody, it means something happened in the past. You can't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah, remember me? So of course I remember you. I see you right far. What do you mean I should remember? So the Gemara says it means also to remember Akedat Yitzchak. Okay, we'll get to it in a second, what it means Akedat Yitzchak. But the Gemara says, Ya'ale Zichronchem Lefanai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to say sentences, Chachamim made it to say 10 sentences from the Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. Hashem should remember me. Hashem doesn't need to remember you. If you're in front of Hashem, Hashem doesn't remember you. The Gemara says the Shofar. Hashem said, no, it doesn't mean that. It means much deeper. Hashem should remember what you said in Aseh Nishma then. After you prepared yourself now for 7 weeks, so your destination, the goal was that I should reach the level that I said, Gemara says, all the Neshamot were on Har Sinai. I myself, I was on Har Sinai. And Hashem said, Alez Zichronchem Lefanai, I hope to remember you. This is when, not this year. This year Hashem doesn't need to be reminded. But so-called, we want Hashem to remember we said Naseh V'Nishma, that we reached that level. It means now we can tell it to Hashem because we were in the same situation exactly. That's why Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Shofar. I said, Shofar, it comes, you don't say nothing, you don't say. Because last time we said Naseh V'Nishma, we didn't keep. Now it comes from our heart. Because the sound of the Shofar comes from your heart. So you have to use your heart and your lungs. I said, why don't you just say to Hashem something? He says, no, to make Hashem a king, it means to say like Naseh V'Nishma like an angel, last time you said it, and you canceled it. What I expect from you now is to do it via Shofar, because Shofar is from your heart. Last time it was not fully heart. As Chachamim say, this is the power of those Haftarot. And if you read the Haftarot, you take every Haftarah, you see every Haftarah hints for another week. The first Haftarah talks about kindness, the second Haftarah talks about strength. This Haftarah, this Shabbat talks about Torah, about mercy, and Yasu Ara. I said, every Shabbat, the Haftarah is different, but it's a different issue in order for us to reach the level we reached before Chag HaShavuot. The last Haftarah, before Rosh Hashanah, reads that Hashem is going to slaughter the Satan in the text. And the Haftarah says, Shnat Geulai Ba, Mashiach is coming. The Chachamim chose Haftarah number 7, just the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, to tell us that's the destination. The destination is on Har Sinai. Har Sinai Hashem, so-called, we may say, semi-slaughtered the Satan. Hashem told Satan, you can do nothing to them. It was supposed to be full redemption. If we would have waited, and we would not have done the golden calf. Say that after Avid, it's time for redemption. That's the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi, Satan hears the shofar, he scares. He says, that's it, Hashem is going to slaughter me. It's true. Hashem is supposed to slaughter him. After we prepared ourselves, that's how important it is afterward to listen to afterward and then to say the Slichot. And it says to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sorry for the Naseh V'Nishma that we canceled. Not just now. That Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punished twice. Not punished twice because not supposed to have twice. But it means you got twice. The twice is because one for Naseh, one for Nishma. We canceled both of them. On Rosh Hashanah, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, we fixed it. We want to be angels. We want to be Hashem by ourselves without the Yetzirah. That's what Gemara says. Before Mashiach will come, Hashem will cancel the Yetzirah. As the Ramchal said, when Rosh Hashanah, Mashiach will come, no more Yetzirah. So Pesach, we went outside. It was called semi-redemption. We had the Yetzirah. Nothing happened. Prepared ourselves. Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to slaughter it. The Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to slaughter it. So, this is to show how sincere and serious we are to be an angel. Angel has no Yetzirah. As the HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to come with a statement, not Naseh V'Nishma, So we really want to be angels. What do you mean angel? We don't want your tzara. Actually, the Gemara says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a complaint about Yehoshua in one place in the Torah. In the Navi, it says Yehoshua without the hay. And the Gemara says Hashem complained. The Gemara says, what's the complaint, Yehoshua? The Gemara said, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he should afraid immediately Hashem should destroy Yisrael. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu could not have done it because he was outside of Eretz Yisrael. But the destination is Eretz Yisrael, is Mashiach, and says, what's the first job? When you hear a shofar, and says, Hashem, cancel Yetzera. Slaughter Yetzera. And that was the symbol of the shofar. We start Rosh Chodesh Elul to blow the shofar. Of course, it means teshuva as well. But the teshuva has to go all the way back to Naaseh V'Nishma. The teshuva is that we didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cancel Yetzera. And actually, that's the Gemara says, when Amisrael came back from exile from Iraq, the second Beit HaMikdash was built, Amisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cancel Yetzera, and Hashem canceled it, but then we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring it back to us. For a reason, the Gemara says, but this is the destination. We should not have inside Yetzera. And says, this the Gemara says, that this Amisrael came back from exile, they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the one that destroyed first Beit HaMikdash. We don't want him. There's such thing, a bad Jew. The Yetzera goes inside the person, and he tempts him, like he tempted us to do the golden calf, to cancel the Naaseh V'Nishma. The whole idea of the Satan was, we should not be angels, because he wants to kill us. He wants to kill us, so therefore, he tempted us, and he showed us Moshe Rabbeinu is dead, and then we came to Aaron, with the golden calf, the same thing with the spies. He says, the whole idea is, out, not to be angels. Since this, the Chachamim say that the goal of those weeks is that last Shabbat for Rosh Hashanah we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to slaughter the Satan b'shem kama b'miname.
I have a question. So I remember reading someplace, maybe I read it wrong, that we were tying Naaseh V'Nishma on Purim.
We tie Naaseh V'Nishma on Purim. No, we accepted the Torah Shabbat. It doesn't say we accepted Naaseh V'Nishma. They didn't become angels.